the Tosefta in Shvius, in the eighth parak, beginning of the eighth parak, Halacha Aleph, talks about something called Uchabezdin. The original idea behind Uchabezdin was that there's people taking too much, so that the shomer of the Bezdin would wait to get the entrance to the city. People would come back from going into the fields, and if they saw people taking too much, they would take some of that away and give them back an amount which is appropriate for them to take from the Shemitah fields, which were hefter. Eventually, the process was that Bezdin actually took over the field. It would take hire workers to process the field and then divide up the produce amongst the members of the city, the town, and that was appropriate. Now, why isn't that a form of shomer? Because Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. The whole idea is that it should be hefker to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should take over the field, as it were. And the Bezdin representing Klal Yisrael has done so. So the field is not a shomer field. The field is a hefker field, being used appropriately. We mentioned that the idea of shomer, if you're guarding the field, that it shouldn't be abused to have non-Jews come and take from it. Now, the field is actually hefker for non-Jews as well, but that's only if the non-Jews will take the produce and use it according to the halachas of Kedusha Shvius. So we're allowed to guard the field against non-Jews taking it. So similarly, we're allowed to guard the field, not the owner of the field, but the Bezdin, to make sure that the produce is shared properly, etc. So taking that concept and playing it forward, so that was the Bezdin Mizman of Chazal, which had tremendous power, authority, hefker Bezdin hefker, etc. What about a Bezdin nowadays? So this was a proposal which was presented in the early 1900s, the idea of doing a Bezdin which would allow for more maintenance of the field, that it should be divided with equity amongst the individuals who would want to get it, and the produce can be then brought by the Bezdin into the cities and given to the people there. Now, obviously the Bezdin is going to have costs, they're going to have to hire workers, they're going to have to hire people to process the field, etc. The Bezdin is allowed to charge for those costs. This is not schar with produce of Shemitah, they're charging for the work of the individuals. So it's not demei shviyus, it's not money given for the item, it's given for the work. And it's not schar because the Bezdin is not doing this as a business proposition, they're just using these workers as a vehicle to share it amongst Klal Yisrael, so the way it's supposed to be shared. Based on that concept, we can now have Bezdin take over the Oitzer of Bezdin. The Bezdin will take over the fields, which are Esrog Pardesim, take over the orchards, have workers work the field and maintain the trees properly. The owner of the field in the other years being one of those people, especially because he knows his field, and he would get a salary from the Bezdin for doing so. And then they can maintain the Esrog and bring them into the city and make them available for people to use. When you're paying, you're not paying for the item. So the question is, can you grade the Esrog by their better qualities? Because if I'm paying for the work is equal in all of the Esrog. So maybe it should be one price for all of the Esrog, as opposed to the standard operating procedure where we have three gradations, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The Pesukim do suggest that even Aleph, Beis, and Gimel is permitted because people do want to get a better one, and there's work involved in maintaining the better one, work involved in choosing out which one is the better one. So this is all work which is being done to facilitate and make it accessible to the people which are there. So that's a valid cost, a valid use of Bezdin's time and money to accomplish that. And then, of course, since it costs more, we can ask them to compensate more for that purpose. In regards to the suggestion of Havlo that we mentioned, so one question which comes up is that can I be Mavliya, the cost of the Esrog, in the cost for the transportation, etc., as opposed to into the cost of the Lulav? Consensus amongst the poskim is that that's not an option. Those who do allow it, but most poskim do not allow that idea. In a case where a person is, the Rambam does say the person can sell a small amount of a perish shmias, that's not considered skara. A small amount came to the person's hand, the person could sell them. That would not apply to a moicher. But in case if I have an individual esrog that I receive and I want to transfer to somebody else because I found a better one, I could do that and I can even ask for money for that. But that money does get the kedusha of the mei shmias, which means we'd have to follow all of the rules of, you'd have to buy food with it, and all the rules which apply to the food would apply to those that the mei shmias as well, or the food bought with the mei shmias. So in general, that would be the way we could get around that is by buying it on credit. So Reuben has an esrog, he sells it to Shimon. Shimon doesn't pay him right away. The esrog is used, and later on, after the esrog is completed, its usage, Shimon pays Reuben. So he's not giving him money for the fruit, because the fruit is done with. So he's just paying back a debt, so that money does not become the mei shmias. One issue which comes up with that is the issue of lochem. How does one fulfill the din of lochem if he hasn't paid for it yet? And we will talk about that Bezer Shem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.